This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In a major surprise to economists, there has been a dramatic pickup in U.S. job numbers. The Labor Department says 2.5 million jobs were added in May, with unemployment dropping to 13.3%. This in the face of the economic damage done by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. markets are on a breathtaking surge on the news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour is up almost 1,000 points. U.S. President Donald Trump was quick to attribute the numbers to his economic leadership. Spurred by the U.S. report, markets in Germany and France have tacked on strong gains today. Germany over 2%, France 3%. Another factor was the announcement by the European Central Bank that it was adding 600 billion euros to its pandemic emergency bond repurchase program. No such optimistic news on the coronavirus pandemic. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide is rising towards 6.7 million, with almost 392,000 deaths. The situation in Brazil remains desperate, with its largest 24-hour increases in coronavirus fatalities, more than 1,000 a night. For the second straight day, the health ministry delayed release of the data until after the country's widely watched evening news program. Brazil has lost more than 34,000 lives to COVID-19. Here in the U.S., infections are approaching 1.9 million, with deaths topping 108,000. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. President Trump is traveling to the state of Maine, and the governor there is warning him to guard against what Democrat Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd and the demonstrations they sparked. Floyd was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck as the 46-year-old man lay pinned down and helpless in the street. The president has urged governors, as he puts it, to dominate demonstrators. He's also threatened to send regular army troops into the streets. Mr. Trump is taking a lot of criticism for this week's use of federal forces to clear a street of nonviolent protesters near the White House so that Mr. Trump could pose for photos holding up a Bible at an Episcopal church. This is VOA News. For the 10th consecutive day, there were widespread protests late into the night calling for justice in the George Floyd killing. But for the second straight night, they were mainly low-key, with rage being replaced by a calmer appeal for racial justice. It fit the mood of a day marked by an emotional Floyd memorial service in Minneapolis. The service ended with the audience observing a silence that lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time that Officer Derek Chauvin held George Floyd face down in the street. Chauvin faces a charge of second-degree murder. Three other former Minneapolis officers are charged with aiding and abetting murder by doing nothing to stop Chauvin. All four are being held. In Atlanta and other cities, which have been rocked by violence, this is a different kind of morning after. Last night, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms walked with protesters and told a crowd, quote, "There is something better on the other side of this." Atlanta was relatively quiet, with only a half dozen arrests reported by midnight. Still, visible unrest continues in some places. In New York City, protesters again ignored a curfew, and the police used force to disperse crowds. In the city of Buffalo, New York, two police officers were suspended after a video showed them pushing over an elderly man who then lay bleeding on the sidewalk. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called what he saw on the video wholly unjustified and disgraceful. In the Senate, there is bipartisan support for a bill making lynching a federal crime. Many people view George Floyd's death as a lynching. Police departments in Dallas, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Detroit have adopted a duty to intervene policy. It means that officers who see one of their number using excessive force have a duty to step in and put a stop to it. In China, there were arrests after thousands of protesters defied a ban as they staged candlelight rallies in memory of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre by Chinese troops. The annual vigil in Hong Kong was prohibited by police, who cited the coronavirus pandemic. The anniversary has struck an especially sensitive nerve in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory after China's move to impose national security legislation on the city and the passage of a bill outlawing disrespect of China's national anthem. 10 weeks after a massive coronavirus outbreak sidelined a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, the vessel has returned to sea for military operations in the Pacific. The USS Theodore Roosevelt had been in Guam with more than 1,000 of its crew members struck down by COVID-19. Its former commanding officer was relieved when he complained that too little was being done to head off the virus aboard his ship. For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com, our website. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.